This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
All right. Welcome back, folks. This is, who knows, episode 4 or 5. Baseball Isn't Boring. My name is Reese Green. We're here with Chris Stacey. Chris, thanks for joining us today. Before we get started, if you want to plug whatever you got, if you got a show or a podcast or anything like that, go ahead and plug away.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'm co-host of the MYYST podcast. We're a Yankees podcast. We just joined the Odyssey family this past week. We got everything wrapped up to start the 2024 season. So you could check us out really anywhere, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also part of a live network where we stream live on YouTube on MYY Underground. You can find that channel right on YouTube. But everything else, all of our audio comes out once a week right now. Once the season starts, twice a week. So if you subscribe to the show, if you're a Yankee fan, you can catch us twice a week starting once the season starts.
Nice. Welcome to the Odyssey family. This one's going to be a fun one. I think, especially under the Baseball Isn't Boring brand, we got, Rob Bradford, who's a, Red Sox guy. I feel like there's quite a few Red Sox listeners. So I feel like you got your back up against the wall with this one. But what we've been doing is going around the league. You heard the whole spiel, but giving everybody a chance from every fan base, basically to state their case for their team for the year. So, what are the Yankees fans convincing themselves this year that you guys are going to get 28, huh?
Oh, listen, it's been tough because I'm such a diehard fan and I put everything, all sweat, tears, energy, everything into the season, especially baseball, 162 games. I try not to miss a pitch, but I got to be honest with you, every year I've become less optimistic heading. I think this front office has done a lot of questionable things over the last handful of years that we're not used to. For the first time in a while, I got to say, I am extremely optimistic about this team. I think there's still things to be concerned with, but for me, I mean, my three biggest points, you have to start, and it's the easy route here. You have to start with having Juan Soto and Aaron Judge
sure
in the same lineup. Everything else beyond that is just an addition. Having these two guys back to back, unless the Yankees pull something stupid where they're not, I can't imagine that, but having these two guys back to back in a lineup is just scary in and of itself. So you have to start there. You have to be optimistic in that sense. And then you can go over to the other side of the ball. I mean, we have the reigning AL Cy Young award winner. Finally, Gerrit Cole put everything together. I've always said I love Gerrit Cole. I think he's a great competitor. He's a gamer. He's a workhorse. He takes the ball every 5 days. But in the regular season, when you have an ace, you want to see a guy who goes out there and wins the games he has to win. And for the first couple of years he was here, there were games where Gerrit Cole wouldn't put it all together. And he, you know, if you got a lot of Red Sox listeners here, that's been his kryptonite, man. He would go in, it could be a big game, and he wouldn't be able to really shut the door. And I know none of that really matters as long as you get to October and you could prove it there, which he has. But you just, when you have an ace, you want to see it come to fruition in all aspects. So he finally did that last year. You add Marcus Stroman, which I wasn't too excited about just on the face of it, but he's come here. He's said all the right things so far. We've talked a lot on our show about the mentality of this team and what these guys are saying. They're finally taking accountability for how poor they've been over the last couple of years. You got Stroman, and really a lot hinges on Rodon and him staying healthy. But I have faith in the guy. I think he's another Gerrit Cole workhorse type of guy. We said it last year. We never got to really see it play out because Rodon was hurt. But, you know, having Rodon and Cole in the same rotation, they're both competitive guys, man. And I don't know what kind of environments, you know, you've been in or your listeners have been in, but I've always seemed to find that when you have like internal competition, it just makes everyone better.
100%.
I think these two guys can do that. Again, we didn't get to see that last year. I hope we're going to get to see it this year. And you know, the back end of that rotation is Clark Schmidt, who proved he could be a dependable guy, take the ball every 5 days again. So I'm pretty optimistic there. But lastly, and I think for me, most importantly, that third key point is this lineup finally has balance. I mean, we're talking about Yankee Stadium, and this team hasn't had a scary lefty in this lineup at all. And you finally have that balance, but beyond balance of lefty righty, you have depth. And I think that's something that people are overlooking. I was a pitcher my whole life. I pitched in college. And one of the biggest things scouting other teams is the depth of that lineup. Where do I have breaks? Where can I take a deep breath and kind of throw some fastballs and strikes and try and put balls by guys? The Yankees don't have a lot of breaks in this lineup right now. I mean, you're talking about Gleyber Torres possibly batting sixth, the guy who hit 38 home runs a couple years ago and really put together a nice season last year, batting sixth or seventh. I mean, then you hope Volpe comes back and has a stronger year offensively. A young Austin Wells, it's just going to be Verdugo, who people are sleeping on, but I think he's a big pickup for this team. It's going to be a scary lineup top to bottom, of course, and I'm sure everyone who comes on this show who their team has a decent shot. I know your last show, I believe, was for the Reds. And even Kirby said, you know, health, obviously that's been our Achilles heel here, has been the health of this team. And you just hope, you know, you have a leaner Stanton coming in. You just hope they can stay healthy, man, for once. Just give me a full year. If you're going to lose it on the field. Don't lose it. Don't lose it in the training room, man.
Especially when you look at a guy like Stanton after signing, you know, with the Yankees, and you go to a baseball reference page and you just look after signing the contract and it's like how many at bats per season. You're like, could you just get up there and strike out at least? Please. Like at least give us some. Yeah. But I do want to go back to, I think it's very well said, but at least starting with Juan Soto, cause that was one of the things that I was doing a little bit of research ahead of this. And I think you said it well when you said it's a very well-balanced lineup this year. I think you have one of the most potent offenses in baseball, probably, if everybody's in the lineup throughout the year. And obviously, like you said, it's a toss-up and something you can't really control sometimes with health and people staying healthy. But with Juan Soto, that changes the dynamic of the entire baseball game. That changes the game plan. That changes your approach as a pitching staff for the other teams. And, you know, obviously everyone's already talking about, are we going to re-sign him next year? It's like you get him for 1 year and see what can happen. But, you know, he's a Boris client, so he might not ever play again after this year anyway. But I think what you said, too, about – I think Juan Soto is going to fit in great. He's a great player, so I can't imagine him going somewhere else is going to change his game. Like, he knows what he's doing, and he's a all-time talent. But one of the things you said that I also agree with is the Verdugo pickup. I think people are kind of sleeping on it. You know, they signed him and his jewelry to New York. So it's good to have him there. But that's one of those guys, like, throughout his career, I think he's just not a huge name for people. But if you throw him in a lineup, especially at Yankee Stadium, solid defender, I think. I haven't looked too far into it, but a great addition into the lineup if he's able to get there, you know? But, yeah, and then hopefully Judge and Stanton could be healthy as well. But those are fun guys to watch, you know, the Bash Bros. But how do you feel about – because this is one of those guys that I think fits in perfectly for the Yankees, but it's the pitching staff. Marcus Stroman feels like, you know, on paper, I think he's a very good pitcher. I think he's underrated a little bit, actually. He talks a big game, and people don't really like him on social media, and I'm even in that camp. But I think he's a very good pitcher. I think he's going to fit in really well in that rotation.
Yeah. Well, there's different perspectives I have on Marcus Stroman. First and foremost, you take him just as a pitcher, talent wise, the guy's actually way better than people give him credit for. Mm-hmm. I always go back to the World Baseball Classic. I'm not like a huge fan of the World Baseball Classic, but I remember, I think it was back in 2017, could have been 2016. I can't remember for sure. But man, he put that team on his back and he was a competitor out there and he made it fun. I mean, for anyone who watched that and was rooting for the United States, he made it fun, man. And I wanted to root for that guy. And then all of a sudden it was like after that, and even the stories being told about him throughout that, his upbringing and you know, his family and all of that, he just seemed like such a well-rounded guy with a good head on his shoulders. You know, he's a smaller guy. You kind of like, there's something different about a smaller guy on the mound who can dominate. Sure, like yeah. That. Like he just, you knew he had that mental capacity to just, he had what it took. And I was always a fan of his. And then all of a sudden he got on social media maybe a year or two later and he kind of started running his mouth a lot. I mean, I'm sure most people deserved it. Everyone, Twitter's a cesspool of, you know, just back and forth awfulness, but you know, he blocked pretty much the entire Yankee fan base, which he has now since unblocked.
Hilarious. I did not know that.
Hell yeah. It's actually been like a funny thing. Like every week now you'll see like 10 pretty big accounts being like, oh my God, I'm unblocked. I'm finally unblocked. But
that's fucking great.
it was pretty, I mean, he went above and beyond to just really stick it to the fan base. But then you look at, okay, so now that's the good part for me is the guy, the ceiling, right? The ceiling of talent we have over there. I think Marcus Stroman shows up on paper. He's way better than people think. Now, the biggest thing for me is this is a team, the Yankees, over, again, the last handful of years where we need dependability. We even said it on our show this past year. I'll take dependability over superstar at this point. Give me a guy who's going to go out there, take the ball every fifth day. Give me a guy who's going to play 145, 150 games a year without, you know, suffering from some crazy injuries. Stroman's a guy over the last couple of years who's been hurt. Health is definitely a concern on that front, but you know, you go into this and say, okay, let's just be optimistic. The last thing with Stroman, and I said this last week, you know, we were talking about the Yankees and getting Blake Snell, and that seemed like a pretty big possibility for a while. And we think the ship has sailed now at this point. And, you know, I said to the other guys on the show, I'm like, you know what? In the beginning, I wasn't okay with just getting Stroman. But like I said, this guy came here and he's been saying all the right things, doing all the right things in camp right now. Yeah, it's just words, but as Yankee fans, anyone who follows the team closely, this team has not held themselves accountable. And the things you're hearing from the players this year are back to what we're used to. It's back to all or nothing. We're embarrassed of last year. We need to be better. We need to be back in the World Series. These guys are focused. Stroman already came out and said he won't be on social media this year. He's focused on winning a ring, you know? So at least as of right now, I'm feeling way better about Marcus Stroman than I ever, ever imagined I would. And you got to just hope he can put it all together. Cause like you said, he's kind of slept on. His numbers are better than people give him credit for.
For sure. He is a guy that I've always really enjoyed watching. I think he knows really how to pitch. Like, you know, a lot of guys are dominant with their stuff, and like, not to discredit his stuff, he's nasty, but he feels like an old school style pitcher when it comes to, like, you know, working a game and how he goes about it. And I think he's perfect for the Bronx, because, you know, he's a guy who's always convinced himself he's an underdog when he's not. But another, you know, also with the free agents that are still out there, it's like, I could totally see, I know it's for every team, but Snell or Montgomery, I could totally see either of them signing a contract, and, you know, just being like, I don't know, but it seems like if anyone's going to sign those guys for big money, the Yankees would be one of those teams. Or, you know, the Dodgers are just going to fucking do it again somehow. Fucking yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
You know, well, but the thing with Jordan Montgomery is, like, I mean, if any Yankee fan told you they predicted he'd be the ace of the World Series postseason pitching staff in October, they'd be lying to you. But the one thing about Montgomery that I always loved was, again, I'll go back to the key word here. He was dependable, took the ball every 5 days. But beyond that, you knew what you were getting out of Jordan Montgomery. There'd be times he'd be more dominant than others, but for the most part, he was consistent. And I was shocked that the Yankees didn't make a bigger push. It seemed like, I mean, obviously they, as far as I know right now, the Yankees are the only team to make a serious offer to Blake Snell as of right now. Now, I could be wrong about that. I maybe over the last day or so, another team has made offers. I've heard other teams that are possibly in the mix, but I don't know what Boris is doing. The clock's kind of ticking now, especially for a starting pitcher. I'd have to imagine he signed somewhere in the next week, but I don't think it's going to be the Yankees anymore.
Yeah, well, we will see. I'm excited to see where some of those guys land, but it is wild to get this late into the spring and
yeah.
have some of these names still on the board, but it happens. But yeah, I feel like the Yankees are a real contender this year, especially after last year. They kind of have a chip on their shoulder, but, you know, barring injuries and health stuff, I think there's great leadership. You got guys like Judge, Cole, Stanton, guys who've been around the game, guys who are bona fide stars. You know, Garrett Cole, one of the true aces, Judge, just a guy that people will come to see on his own. So it seems like it should be a fun lineup this year. But, you know, one of the things we've been closing out on these episodes is basically going around and I want you to state your case for the 2024 New York Yankees.
I mean, it's tough, again, not to start with this lineup. For the first time in a long time, we have a offensive centered team where, you know, is the pitching good yet? Is the bullpen still pretty strong? Yeah, I think so. But we're finally starting the conversation with offense. And it's been a long time since the Yankees have been able to do that. And I said, you know, at the top of the show, we haven't had a big lefty bat in this lineup in a while, where we've had not just balance and depth, but just a scary lefty up there. And you have that in Juan Soto. He's playing 81 games at Yankee Stadium. He's going to fall into 20 plus home runs. You hope that he comes over here and doesn't overthink it. I don't think he's the type of guy who's going to overthink anything, where he has to do too much. He just has to be Juan Soto. And then you add in Verdugo and you hope DJ LeMahieu can bounce back a little bit. And of course you have Aaron Judge and the list goes on and on, man. And Stanton needs to stay healthy, but this team, I'd say the biggest point of attack is going to be against opposing pitchers. And if the New York Yankees have a chance at this, I'm confident enough in the pitching, at least up into the trade deadline, where they stand right now, that this offense can be so deadly that opposing pitchers no longer want to face them. And I think while I genuinely believe pitching wins World Series, and I think the Yankees will get to that point when necessary, right now, having a lineup that wears down opposing teams and opposing rotations is going to make them a team to be feared. And for the first time, I think, since 2009, this team will win the AL pennant. I think they will be back in the World Series, and it's all about how much grit they bring out onto the field. Because I've gotten to a point now, and I never thought I'd say this, with Brian Cashman still running this organization, I take a lot of the blame if things go wrong right now off the front office and back onto the players. I think Boone has it in him. I think Boone has to toughen up a little bit and call the shots a little bit more and you know, and trust himself as opposed to the computers and all the analytics. But I think overall what's coming out of this team in camp so far, mentality wise and holding themselves accountable, I think the New York Yankees are going to be the scariest team in all of baseball this year.
Big words. I well really said.
I'll say it again real quick. I've been someone who is very tough on this team over the last few years.
Yeah, Yankees fans aren't usually tough on their team. Huh?
No.
How do you feel about just to kind of, you know, with Aaron Boone as the manager, you think this is a year where if you guys don't make a deep push, is this like a possibility for a last year, or are they going to keep him around? I feel like he's...
Reese, I'll tell you this. If they do keep him around... I won't be here. I will not take this front office seriously.
Yeah, it seems like it's crunch time. You know?
He's the longest tenured Yankee manager to not win a World Series at this point. His contract's coming up. I was shocked when they re-signed him last time. Now, I was always a Boone defender. I thought when he first came over here, he was really good as a manager. I thought he had his flaws, but I thought for the most part I liked the way he handled himself and the team. And it seems like with each year that passes, he becomes more timid, and you can just see the front office spilling into a lot of his decisions. I need him to buckle back down this year, man. I have a lot of faith in Aaron Boone. I genuinely think if he gets back to his roots, he can be the guy that leads this team all the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You hear that, Aaron Boone? Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch, Aaron Boone.
For once.
But yeah, well said. And then one of the other things too, I know we keep going on. This is actually, I'm enjoying this conversation here, but we're going to wrap it up soon. But I think this kind of, you know, obviously health and stuff, but I think it's either you got bona fide studs and a scary offense and a good pitching staff. And then the other half of, you know, the preseason kind of, you know, worry is that these guys who you have like Nestor Cortez and Carlos Rodon is like the hopes that they can get back to form. And so there's a lot of like, you know, we got these guys who are consistent, and then we also have this other half of the lineup, pitchers and hitter, like DJ LeMahieu or whoever, where you're like, we're really banking on you guys being back in form here. And, you know, I think that's going to be a less talked about, but a big make or break thing for the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tune into the rest of the series because I want to hear the takes of other teams. Because I'm so, like I said, I'm so honed in on the Yankees. It's probably be worth my while to expand and follow some other teams more. But I have to imagine that most other teams, even when on paper they're optimistic, there's always those ifs, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can make that case for anyone. And yeah, I mean, okay, so you got Juan Soto, and that was a big question mark that this team has had that was filled with not another question mark, right? It was filled with a guy that you're not going to question. And then you got, again, Verdugo. For me, I don't question Verdugo. I know what he's going to give me. I know what he's capable of. I actually think he will exceed expectations in New York. Fine. But then you have guys that are still on the if train. Of like, if he does this, right? If DJ LeMahieu can go back to how he was, even a
Anthony Volpe too coming in of like,
Volpe cannot hit 220 and hit at least 250, 260. If Rodon can stay healthy and be effective, if Marcus Stroman can stay healthy and be effective, if Nestor Cortez doesn't get tired out like he did a couple years ago, hitting 150 innings, you know, if Clark Schmidt can be that five guy at the back end of the rotation. Still a lot of ifs, and there's two ways to go about it. I grew up as a Yankee fan. Luckily for me, I was spoiled in the late 90s, early 2000s. I've also seen a lot of teams, like let's take the Dodgers as an example, right? They went out and bought everyone this year. I'm not someone who's bitter about that. If you can buy them, buy them. But I know better than anyone, and the Mets fans more recently know better than anyone, that talent doesn't necessarily, you can't just buy championships, right? That talent has to somehow still come together and form a winning team. There still has to be a formula that's followed to be a winning team. I think I'm more optimistic on that sense, on that chemistry sense. People think chemistry's stupid. Some people do. I've played on a lot of teams. Chemistry to me is extremely important, especially
it's huge.
It's huge, man. And if you can put that on a team that still also has monster talent, that's where you start to look at things. And again, it sounds silly, but the mentality of this team is different than I've seen it in a long time. They have something to prove, and I think that chip on their shoulder goes a really, really long way.
Well said. Yeah, I can feel it too. I think everyone knows, and especially if you're the player, it's like you've heard it from everybody, and it's like you're on the New York Yankees. You're supposed to be a champion, and you're not. So, you know, Chris, thanks for joining us, man. This was fun. I think maybe like at the All-Star break, I want to start going back around and get like a mid-season update from everyone. You know, I'm sure there's going to be someone who's like, I don't want to talk about it. There's going to be someone who's like, hey, it's, you know, I'm busy.
I'll tell you this. If the Yankees are out of it by the All-Star break, all my social media will be deleted. You will not be able to contact me. I will be so depressed at that point. If they're in it, I'm definitely down. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And follow us on Baseball Isn't Boring. You can check it out on Odyssey, wherever. You guys get your podcast, and then one more time for the people. Hopefully they're still listening, but go ahead and plug your stuff again.
Yeah.
Or where to find you on Twitter or whatever.
Co-host of the MYYST podcast, or Yankees podcast, just joined the Odyssey family. You can find us on anywhere you listen to shows. We'll be out twice a week. Once the season starts, once a week for right now, on YouTube, on MYY Underground, there are live network that we work with. And you can follow me on Twitter at @ChrisJr_NYYST and the show at @MYYST_podcast.
Sweet. All right. And then you can follow me at Reese.Green on Instagram, Reese J. Green on Twitter, Baseball Isn't Boring on Instagram and Twitter. And Chris, thanks, man. We'll see you soon. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Reese. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.